Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Oh, back in the studio, feeling very COVID-free right now. So good to see all of your faces. Thank you for knocking on wood. So good to see all of your faces in person here. It feels so awesome to be back. And Perloff, we've got a lot to get to today. Our tributes to Tom Cruise are going to continue today. Our good friend comedian Mark Ellis is going to join us later because he's basically going to audition for the Tom Brady roast on our show today, which is going
to
be fun.
Wait, do we have to write some Tom Brady jokes for him too? Like, are we trying to get in on this Brady roast? Because I'm not good at that kind of thing.
No, I don't think that's where our talents lie, which is why we have to bring in Mark as the heavy hitter, the real thing.
But you know, like, other quarterbacks like are going to have to get up there and try and make jokes. Peyton's going to do a routine.
Oh, well, Peyton's got great writers.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
You think Peyton's out there scripting those things on a yellow legal pad? No, he's got a team. But anyway, we got to start here with the NBA, and forgive us because it's hard not to look ahead here, considering what happened last night with the Celtics taking out the Miami Heat, considering what might happen tonight, which is the Warriors with a commanding 3-1 lead over the Dallas Mavericks. We can't help but look ahead here to a potential Warriors-Celtics matchup. Forgive us. We know you're doing it with your friends. Like, nobody really thinks the Mavericks are coming back. And honestly, after you saw the state that the Heat are in right now, with injuries to their best players, to their bench players, I mean, they cannot be healthy. That game was just ugly all the way around until the Celtics just snatched it in the third quarter. So we have to think ahead. And to be honest, like, I think this is going to be not a rollover, but this will be a Warriors' distinct advantage when and if and when they do finally meet the Boston Celtics. I can't see how the Celtics are going to win this
one. Well, I think you could argue, you could put Celtics / Heat, because whoever comes out is going to be beat up. I think that's your point. So we're not saying, I mean, obviously the Mavs historically are dead. I think you could argue the Heat can come back. At least it's 3-2 already.
But does it look like a team that's on the verge of
a
comeback?
I agree with you. No, it sure looks like Boston. The point is, Boston or Miami, like, what version of that team are we going to see in the finals?
Yeah, a beat up, like, basically, like, looking like you just fought five wars. That's what it's going to look like, because that's what it looks like now as we're watching. And we complain about how bad these games are and non-competitive. And a lot of it just has to do straight up with injuries. So even if you have, say, 5 days off before the finals start, do we even really think that that's enough when you are looking at just how banged up, from Jason Tatum, his shoulder, to obviously Rob Williams, to everybody who seems to be banged up, let alone Marcus Smart with his ankle? I mean, I just don't see how the Warriors wouldn't arrive at the finals and just be such an overwhelming favorite from their experience on this stage before, their core of Curry and Thompson and Draymond, not to mention Steve Kerr. This is no disrespect to Tatum or Jaylen Brown, but what have we really seen from them? Like, they are gutting this out against a Miami team that basically is, like, crawling to the finish line.
We saw Jaylen Brown just hit a 40-foot shot and then fly through the air like Vince Carter last night against a much better defensive team. We've seen a ton from those guys. That was my question. Who is going to cover Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? And you also have to, you said Draymond. Remember, Draymond and Marcus Smart are going to technical foul themselves out against each other within three games. Just knock those guys out. Honestly, like, who's covering Jaylen Brown? Old Man River, Klay Thompson? No.
No, definitely not Klay, unless somehow some Fountain of Youth thing happens there. I mean, you're going to have Andrew Wiggins is going to have to guard Jason Tatum.
But no, he's going to have to guard Tatum. I mean, who's covering Jaylen Brown?
Well, Jaylen Brown, then Jordan Poole's going to have to step up and do it. I mean, I don't know exactly how the matchups are going to go, but like, yes, for as awesome as that Jaylen Brown dunk was last night, and it was spectacular, but I mean, can the guy dribble five steps without turning the ball over? Because I'd be a little concerned about that.
Well, how do you know that's not because Victor Oladipo has the quickest hands we've ever seen? Maybe it's the Heat defense. Like, there's
a
chance.
The Heat defense is
good. Okay, I totally understand everything you're saying, but there's a chance that Boston or Miami has been so toughened up by the series, they're going to go against Golden State and be like, oh my God, this is the easiest defense I've ever seen. And Tatum and Brown are just going to go off on a nightly basis.
Okay, I understand that at some points the Golden State Warriors defense has not looked anywhere close to what the Celtics or the Miami Heat are doing. But I would also say on the offensive side, while you may get one bad game from the Warriors, maybe you're going to get one, you're not getting three. You're not getting what we saw from the Heat in the last two games where your starting backcourt has one made basket. I mean, that's insane.
Okay, but then let's get to who have the Warriors been. They've been Dallas can't stop anybody.
That's true.
You know, Denver is not a great defensive team. Memphis, when they're fully constituted, are a great defensive team, but we didn't see them with Ja consistently.
Right.
So maybe, and this is maybe, I admit I'm trying to convince myself, maybe Boston's defense can do something we haven't seen yet this playoffs.
Well, listen, Boston no doubt would be the more battle-tested team to get to the finals, without a doubt. So you can read that either way. Either they're going to be ready here to kind of give Golden State like a proverbial punch in the mouth, or, you know, they're just going to be so banged up and beat up, they're not going to have enough to get over the finish line. But here's what I would say. Like, if you look at this from a Warriors perspective, man, are things breaking right for them. I mean, the Celtics will certainly be a handful when they meet in the finals, which I believe is going to happen. But, like, talk about the road to get here. And I'm not taking anything away from the Warriors, and I still think the fourth ring for Curry, like, we can talk about all of that stuff and historically and what it's going to do for everyone's career and legacies. But, like, just let's walk through how they even got here. You get Denver with, yes, Jokic is the two-time MVP, but missing the next two best players. Then you get a Memphis team ahead of schedule. Ja only played three games in that series. And yeah, they might have lost one game by a lot, but like they were in control of that series. And then now they get a Dallas team who took out the number one seed in the Phoenix Suns and who is way ahead of schedule and should, I mean, who is Luka really playing with here? Like, we joke around, but this guy who's got the second most log minutes in the series is Dorian Finney-Smith. I mean, this has been not, like, all that difficult for the Golden State Warriors. They've gotten very lucky. And then what waits for them at the end of the road is a Boston team that's just basically been in a heavyweight fight with the Miami Heat.
Okay. Take out the heavyweight fight. Will you agree that Boston is better than any team they've played? If you
yes,
don't have a BM.
Without a doubt.
I think the second half of the season, Boston was probably the best team in the league.
Agree.
Since January. So I'm just not going to count out the Mavericks of health. I think there's enough time that we've seen how Robert Williams looks better every game. So if we get him back, we're doing.
Look at you.
By the way, I am not committing to picking the Celtics if they get through. First of all, we shouldn't have to pick the finals yet. Why are we?
But we are because
you. I've counted out the Heat before. I'm telling you. Remember,
yes,
I famously did.
You famously did against your 76ers.
Yeah, and the other thing too
is audio of that.
Do you know there's a knees and ankles involved all over the place here?
Yeah.
You sure, Boston? Let's see if there are any more injuries before Boston and Miami get out of this. But have they seen a rim protector like Robert Williams? Like, they scored 57 points against the Mavs in the paint the other day. That is never in a million years happening against the Celtics. You said it on yesterday's show. You called Robert Williams and Al Horford, who are in your mind one person.
Yeah, just one person together.
Yes, like the best defensive center in the game right now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's two people. They should be.
As two people, they are one. They equal one best defensive center in the league.
I like that.
And I guess the other thing I would say is, yes, but are we absolutely sure that Williams is going to continue to ride what has been good health for the last, what, week? I mean,
yeah,
this is
no,
recent.
He gets healthier. He gets healthier. They all get healthier, except for Tyler Hero, apparently.
Who gets less healthy.
I really like Robert Williams. I feel like the Celtics are that team that we kind of expected coming to the playoffs when he's out there. And I hope this is a matchup because that would be great.
You don't think Draymond's got a little something? I mean, I know that size-wise with Robert Williams, it's not going to be there. But Draymond is like one of those wily vets. You know, I don't know. If they start mixing it up in the paint, you think that he's going to be going after Marcus Smart and a technical foul off. But he's going to try to do something to get Williams and Clog and I don't know.
Well, you have Horford and Williams is one unit.
Yeah,
so
right.
Hopefully
against
Horford.
One Draymond.
Yeah, Horford is veteran. He's as veteran as you get. So he won't.
Yeah, that's true.
He won't take the bait. Yeah, I do feel that. Then you have Daniel Theis coming off the bench. I feel like Boston in the middle is so much better than Dallas. Dallas,
yeah,
by
like
the way.
Kuminga, obviously, yeah, is like a young guy.
I can't believe Dallas's like defensive center, Maxi Kleber. Like, Golden State hasn't faced a real defensive team in a long time. So I just think, like, let's face it, if you're going through the playoffs, what's a better path? To play nobody like the Warriors?
Yeah.
Or to play the toughest schedule and come out? Look at the NFL.
To me, I would say play nobody. Yeah. But when you have an experienced group like the Warriors, because they're not going to be like thrown off their game when they get to a finals. They know exactly what to expect, the extra hype, the extra, how to use those extra days. I mean, they've been here. I mean, they make it to the finals. I was just seeing this on Twitter. They could be the first franchise to reach six NBA finals in 8 seasons since Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls.
Wow. I didn't realize that. But the Celtics do have a lot of playoff experience. I mean, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are like 24. They've played like 75. They've been to four Eastern Conference finals. Horford's been to a million playoff games. So I don't think the Celtics are going to be rattled, but I can't wait. But I'm sick of these conference finals. Let's get there.
Well, we all are, because like it's just not fun. Call it what it is. It's just not fun to watch guys clang threes over and over again. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones early. You guys are fired up, so let's get to you. How about Sean in Oregon to start us off? Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good, Maggie. It sounds like you're trying to say it's easy living out west.
I'm jealous.
I think the Warriors just make it look that way.
You know what? You might be right about that. You might be right.
I think they got the Splash Brothers healthy together. And Curry's looking good. He's moving good. And I think it's theirs to lose this year. But on the other hand, they haven't had to deal with the size and the talent that Boston's got. And I like what they've done this year. You know, this year they brought in some coaches from Portland, Oregon. You know, Ime Udoka and Damon Stoudemire, both local guys here that grew up knowing how to play the game. And Ime is kind of that Popovich protege.
Yep.
And I think he's brought in a whole different attitude there to the team. And I think it might turn out good if they can stay on the court and they stay healthy. And I've been thinking about this bet, you know, going between us with the Dolphins and the Broncos.
Right.
And I heard you might want in on this. So I was just thinking, you know, what you guys got to offer in New York. But I think, you know, look at what I'm looking at here. So if the Dolphins win more games than the Broncos, they're already coming from behind. They're only projected to win 9 games compared to the Broncos are projected to win 10. I think if the Dolphins win, I want to see you in squirrel gear.
Oh,
I
no.
I want to see you in...
Sean, how dare you? How?
Yeah, like a giant squirrel outfit. I love it.
What do I say, like, you know, I want you guys to dress up as like Michael Myers? I mean, you're going to take my biggest fear, and now I've got to put on the squirrel gear, Sean? I mean, what are you, a masochist? Like, this is crazy.
Seems like the best way to face your fear.
I know. The full immersion therapy. I don't want to go that route.
But you're the squirrel in this scenario, so why are you scared? It's not like a giant squirrel's coming at you. You are the giant squirrel.
I don't want to be the squirrel,
Maggie. Be the squirrel.
I don't want to be the squirrel. I don't want to. Sean, we got to think up something else. I'll send you 100 pizzas from New York City. I'll send you Yankee tickets, Mets tickets, whatever you want, but I'm not going to dress up as a squirrel. I can't do it.
There's college teams that have squirrels as mascots. You could just...
There are?
That's
a lame mascot.
Yeah,
there's two different colleges. One is like the albino squirrels. One team is the black squirrels. There's a team in Richmond called the Flying Squirrels.
You know what? I've got several nightmares going at once right now, Sean. I don't know if I need to add flying squirrels to it. That's already part of the nightmare. And thank you for the call. We'll have to keep workshopping that. I'm not dressing up as a squirrel. I'm sorry. I know that, like, somehow in someone's sick mind, that maybe that might help me get over my fear. But Perloff, I can't.
Honestly, Maggie, this is ridiculous. I'm afraid of sharks, and I'm not afraid of dressing up as a shark. I'm afraid of somebody else being a shark, namely a shark.
I can't go there. How about Nick in Oregon wants to weigh in on our conversation? What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to say I originally called in with that would you rather a week ago or so, and I'm just want to say I'm proud that you chose to get swarmed by a scurry of squirrels and instead of watch the Bills lose the Super Bowl.
Yes. Well, but, I'm a real fan, Nick.
Right, right. And also, Perloff, just I love what you're saying about the Warriors. Keep it up. That means that if you doubt them, then they're probably going to win. Mm. Probably in a sweep because the track record, you know. Just keep up the good work.
Wow. Nick, with the encouragement. You have been a bit of a mush lately.
Yeah, no, I'm not ready to pick the Celtics Warriors yet. And I don't think anyone should have to pick them. Like, we literally don't know who's going to be playing for the Celtics.
That is true. But they would have, if, for the Celtics credit, while I'm here talking about how I think the Warriors would not steamroll, but I think they would win. I don't think it would be seven games. But they would have about 5 days to get healthy if they can take care of tomorrow night's game.
By the way, what if Luka wins? What if they win game five?
You know, I'd be disappointed probably in the Golden State Warriors if they lose tonight, because that's to me just like a lack of focus. You know, they're clearly the better team. That would just be like, you know, like playing with your food a little bit. Like, you don't want to get cute here.
I don't know why. You know, remember the Mavericks in the last series, all of a sudden Spencer Dinwiddie and Reggie Bullock started hitting threes. I mean, if the Mavs start hitting threes, then it's kind of an even playing field.
Perloff, like Pat Beverly said, ain't nobody scared of the Suns. Nobody was scared of the Suns. It turns out, according to Pat Beverly, who's definitely got an axe to grind with Chris Paul, nobody was really seriously afraid of the Suns inside the league.
Okay. They went to six games in the finals last year and won 10 more games and the second closest team in the NBA this year. Okay, Pat.
That's all I can say. And he was on ESPN again today, apparently wearing some kind of denim scarf. Huh. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, question for you. If it's Warriors-Celtics in the finals, do the Warriors just womp them? I mean, I don't think it would be that easy, but man, this Celtics team is beat up. This Warrior team has all the confidence, all the experience in the world. 855-212-4227.
Gosh, I think the line's going to be close, Maggie. I think it's going to be real close.
Well, let's see.
Yeah. Like, you're setting it up to be like a gigantic, like, heavy favorite.
No, I'm not saying sweep or gentleman sweep. I'm just saying I think this is going to work in the Warriors' favor. I'm calling it now. We got your phone calls, your tweets as well at Maggie and Pearl, facebook.com/Maggie and Perloff. You can be part of the conversation there. So we've got you coming up. Plus, we're counting down the most intriguing teams in the NFL. Yesterday was 32. Today, who's 31 on the list? Hold on to your hats. Maggie and Perloff back in a minute on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, channel 158.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. So we started a new list. Maggie's most intriguing NFL teams. Houston Texans, number 32.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, like, I have a major bone to pick with this. I honestly think that they're in competition. Like, I dropped them no lower than 29 or maybe 30.
Well, you know, you're going to have to take it up with the committee, which is me, because it is my list. We will get to my 31st most intriguing NFL team in just a moment. But we've been asking you today, we can't help but look ahead here to the NBA Finals. Please, please let these conference finals end. We can't take anymore as fans. This is ugly basketball. It's not fun. We don't like it. So Warriors, Celtics, early matchup. Who do you have? My thought, Golden State Warriors, without a doubt. Let's go to Maurice. He's in L.A. Maurice, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Maggie. How are you and Perloff doing this morning?
Excellent.
I have a question. I've been watching the series, both East and Western Conference, Eastern Conference series. Boston has been Boston has been battle tested.
Right.
Golden State has not been battle tested. They played against, of course, they played against Denver, who was shorthanded with Murray not being there, and they didn't have Porter. And then they went through the Memphis Grizzlies. They played a Memphis Grizzly team that, but Ja Morant didn't play a couple of games. And then when what's-the-name missed the game, the forward they have, the small forward, kid
Dylan
from Oregon.
Brooks?
I can't follow what his name
Dylan
is.
Dylan Brooks?
Brooks. There you go. Now, he missed a couple games. But what's going to hurt if Boston's healthy? It's going to be a mismatch problem because you got the centers for Boston. Golden State haven't played centers like they're going to play against Boston centers. Draymond Green is the toughest defensive player they have on that team. If you look at it, he takes up a lot of slack, what Curry and Klay Thompson.
Right. Lack on the defensive
players.
Side. Yeah, but you know, they have better defenders now. I know Wiggins is a perimeter defender. And Maurice, you make a really good point, and thank you for the call. Yes, it's going to be size that the Warriors haven't seen, but can I offer this to you? It's not like the Warriors have never run into a team with size in this dynasty era. I mean, they ran into a team with size when they were going up against the Cavaliers those times. It wasn't like the Raptors were some super small team, even though I know they lost that series. But, like, it's not like they haven't played teams with size in the past.
Right, but they've always had a center in the past, though. You know, they had,
well, they have Kuminga now.
Kuminga. Yeah. Kuminga's 6'7".
I don't know. But he plays, like, bigger.
I don't even think.
Kevon Looney.
Yeah, Looney's 6'9", like 6'8", 6'9". They used to have, remember Bogut and how Steve Kerr would always talk about how important Andrew Bogut was and Pachulia early on and JaVale McGee filled in there.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Zaza. Like,
it's kind of wild right now that they are so small. This whole Mavericks-Warriors series is so bereft of big men. I feel like the Celtics are going to feast there.
Or not, because the Warriors have encountered this kind of thing before and they've gotten through it. I don't know. I can't count them out. In fact, I'd give them the edge.
Well, yeah.
Logan and PA. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, I'm playing a little devil's advocate. Yeah, I mean, you should. Warriors are going to be favored. But I'm saying, like, I agree. Maurice nailed it exactly. Like, just because they've looked great so far, Boston presents all different kinds of challenges.
What's up, Logan? What's on your mind, bud?
Hey, guys. I just think that the Celtics, you know, they pose a really big threat to the Warriors. I think guard-wise, they can match up really well with Klay, Poole, and Curry. I don't know. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, guard-wise, yes, but I'm still going to have to give the nod there. Even for as good as Tatum and Brown have been, I still have to give the nod to the Warriors' backcourt. I know defensively, obviously, Tatum is much better two-way player than any, like, Curry in this iteration of Klay Thompson, no doubt.
And Derek White is a great defensive player, too. Peyton Pritchard, not much of a defensive player. Like, I wonder if the Celtics will even play him, because that's like, if the Warriors see that guy come onto the court, they're going to feast on him. It is, yeah, it's totally like, then again, we might have looked at the Mavs and said Spencer Dinwiddie, Reggie Bullock, the guy with three names.
Dorian Finney-Smith. Bigger guy.
That those guys could chase around Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson, and it hasn't worked. So, you know, you could say there's perimeter defenders. Then it's a totally different matter to stop the Warriors.
No doubt. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So we can keep that going. You can hit us up on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl, Facebook.com/Maggie and Perloff. It is time for the 31st most intriguing team in the NFL. Hit it.
Maggie's most intriguing
NFL teams. I don't know why I gird there.
NFL.
Yeah. Okay. 32 was yesterday. That was the Houston Texans. Today, 31 goes to the Atlanta Falcons. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Oregon. Don't be mad at me, but I'm sorry, Marcus Mariota just really hasn't been a starter since 2018. That's not a commentary. That's just a fact. He lost a quarterback battle to Ryan Tannehill, and now he's going to be holding the fort for either Desmond Ridder or maybe somebody else. This is the purgatory that a team finds itself in after moving on from a quarterback that has been under center for 14 years in Matt Ryan. And honestly, Perloff, Kyle Pitts and Drake London are the only reason why the Falcons were not dead last. I'm really curious to see how Kyle Pitts and Drake London fare, but that's really about it. I mean, the Falcons are coming off a season. They won 7 games last year. Of the 7, 6 were against teams with losing records. I mean, this were wins against the Giants and the Jets and the Lions and the Jags. I mean, this is not exactly murderer's row. Arthur Smith, I think the most interesting thing about him is that he's probably a low-key millionaire because his father's like the president of FedEx. It's kind of interesting. And the second most interesting thing about the team is that Calvin Ridley tried desperately. The team was desperately trying to trade him. He's been suspended for the year for placing a 5-team parlay bet that opened up a can of worms, unlike one we've really seen in quite some time in professional sports today. Deion Jones, we get the news he needs shoulder surgery. So that's not even good for the Falcons right now. He's going to miss the whole offseason program, maybe more. I'm sorry, I just can't find a ton to get excited about here with the Atlanta Falcons. They are the 31st most intriguing team in the NFL, according to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think 31 might be too high. Like you said, yes, we're definitely in the 30s. We know it's sort of splitting hairs which 30 spot they get.
Yeah, well, I do like Pitts and Drake London.
Arthur Smith seems to be really well respected in the league. People are always talking about Arthur Smith.
Don't they say that about every coach except for Urban Meyer?
He eked out some wins last year that I think surprised a lot of people because they do not have a talented roster.
Eked out wins against who? The Saints? Yeah. That was the one team they beat with a winning record, and it's a division rival. So
but they were kind of like, they looked like a 3-win team last year that ended up winning a couple more.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan, I'm glad for them that Matt Ryan's gone. I'm glad that Matt Ryan that he's gone. Do you think that they're going to be a tanking team? It kind of feels that way.
Great candidate to be a tanking team. And again, I don't want to tick off all of our fans in Oregon. It's not personal, but Mariota is just a Band-Aid, you know?
Yeah.
So if you can be really bad here, then you might as well try to be as bad as you possibly can. You know, you don't want to be in the middle. You want to be really bad. Try to get the number one overall
pick. You know what'll hurt them for that effort is the NFC South.
It's not going to help.
Yeah, we'll see. Atlanta, definitely. I totally understand what you're saying. There's Cordarrelle Patterson is a interesting, like, kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a cool story.
Finally,
like, the
even
first
when
couple
Atlanta
weeks.
Was good, were they really that interesting?
Well,
they,
I have my own set of commandments outside of the Old Testament, and one of them is thou shall not bet on the Atlanta Falcons. Ah. It's one I really, it's the most important commandment of my religion, and I hold to that because of that exact reason. I can never get really a handle on the Falcons.
Yeah, there's certain cities too, but I mean, I have trouble. I know we're on in some stations in Georgia. Like, you can never really, Atlanta basketball, you can never get excited about. Like, talking about that, Al Horford, they could win 65 games and it wouldn't matter. The Braves, I hate because I'm a Phillies fan.
Yeah.
And the Falcons have always been a somewhat under-entertaining team. Jamal Anderson, the Dirty Bird. Now, the worst is Washington. Any team that plays in Washington is automatically boring. Like, the Wizards are the most boring franchise in the history of the planet.
Pretty boring.
The Nationals are not far behind. And now, the Commanders have been.
I know, but you say this for, the Nationals and the Braves, you're throwing out two teams that have won World Series in the last 5 years.
Yes, but as a sports city, D.C. is not great.
Capitals fans would tell you differently about that.
Oh,
and
okay.
You have to say, like, for as awful as the Commanders are in every facet, I mean, the fans are pretty passionate. The ones who actually still care
about, they're
enough.
Passionate about Joe Gibbs. They're not passionate about this team.
Well, wouldn't you be? I mean, they don't have a lot to hang on to
and
right
just
now.
Just the fact that you had to go to hockey shows you all. That just pretty much ended the argument right there. You had to pull out the Capitals. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they've won more titles than our cities recently.
By the way, I just wanted for the record, Maggie's the one who said the Atlanta Falcons are uninteresting. So you could forget that I ripped the entire city.
Yeah, no. Thank you. I mean, I feel like now you just made that seem tame.
I lived there when I worked. I was an intern at CNN, and they were basically like, please go to the Braves game so we can fill out the camera angles. And then everybody's wearing a Georgia Bulldog hat. So, like, what is going on with this sports town? Then the Braves got good. That was annoying, but.
Well, yeah, the 90s. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and they really haven't gone away that much. And it's, I don't understand it. Like, well, would they just stop winning baseball games?
Put your personal beefs aside. They probably have, like, one of the biggest fan bases in the country.
Atlanta?
Yeah, because, like, the whole South, it's kind of like they get to, everyone's kind of a Braves fan down there because it's the closest thing.
I don't know. I have
also,
trouble
they were
buying
on,
that.
They were on, like,
the
TBS.
Yeah.
When we were kids.
I don't know. The Braves have the biggest. I understand, like, I don't know, because even in Atlanta, when I was there, like, it's such a college football place. The baseball is nice, but we'll see.
Coming up next, of course, you can weigh in. Any Atlanta fans want to defend me making the Falcons the 31st most intriguing team in the NFL? Have at it, 855-212-4CBS. We've got the most unorthodox offseason continues for one NFL contender. We'll explain everything that's going on next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. All you people in Atlanta who want to call the show and complain, complain to Maggie. She's the one who had the Falcons at number 31 in her most intriguing list.
Wait a minute. I kept it football. You went to the city. You're slamming every sports team except for, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs who are in Athens. But I didn't make a commentary on anyone else. Just the Falcons are not that interesting this
year. I mean, a big part of that is my Phillies fandom, like, extends to baseball. I don't think, like, can you ever remember a time where, like, kids like, oh, my God, the Atlanta Falcons, that's my jam. Like, it's not. Like,
well, they did never go to the Super Bowl, just we all know what happened next.
Yeah, I think that, and then they went way back against the Broncos in 98 or something. But I just think the Atlanta Falcons is not one of those national teams.
Well, they made 31st on my list of most intriguing. They were not dead last because of Kyle Pitts and Drake London. I'm interested to see those two guys, and that's what bumped them up from 32 to 31. Okay, we are celebrating all things Tom Cruise this week. Obviously, Top Gun Maverick is coming out. This is right in the sweet spot here for Perloff and myself of nostalgia for movies, as I'm sure it is to everyone listening to the sound of my voice. So in honor of our Tom Cruise week, we are going to play a little game called Show Me the Money in honor of Jerry Maguire, one of Tom Cruise's absolute best achievements.
Show me the money!
So we're going to give you a couple people in sports. We're going to tell you whether or not to show them the money, Perloff. And we got to start here with Lamar Jackson because I actually was a little surprised that he did not show up to OTAs. And the reason why I was surprised that Jackson didn't show up to OTAs is because, unlike Kyler Murray, who's definitely like in a contract dispute, by all accounts, it's really Lamar who doesn't want to engage the team in any kind of contract negotiation. So usually quarterbacks who don't show up either have a contract thing or like you've been in the league for 15 years, right, so you don't have to show up anymore.
Right, like Aaron Rodgers. Right. So this is so bizarre because we all look at Lamar Jackson and we say, you know, he runs more than any quarterback, I think, in history. I think he's the most active running quarterback ever. So you would want to hedge against injury. But Lamar, remember the report that he loved the way Dak Prescott did it, where he bet on himself? Lamar wants to bet on himself. If I'm the Ravens, I kind of say that's okay. You know what? I'm not panicking if I'm the Ravens. I'm willing to pay him down the road.
I guess not, but I mean, this is an interesting offseason where you had a terrible ending of the season if you're Baltimore. Obviously, Lamar had, the ankle injury, and now you just had to trade away Hollywood Brown. Like, you're going to be trying to work in some new pieces. You literally just drafted a new center. Like, I'm not saying Lamar has to be there. It's obviously voluntary. It's his prerogative. But, like, who, like, if you're not going to be engaging in a contract now, like, when? And the difference about Prescott was, like, Prescott and the Cowboys were, like, actively trying to get something worked out. And Prescott wanted 4 years and the Cowboys wanted five. Like, there was a reason. We've got nothing on this one. Like, as far as we know, Lamar Jackson just does not want to even go to the negotiating table. At least that's all the reports out of Baltimore.
Now, if you're Baltimore, are you nervous? Does this make you nervous that
Maybe?
Lamar?
Yes.
Okay, forget this year. Are you nervous that you're not going to be able to pay him and he's going to try to leave?
I'm worried that I built my franchise on the offensive side around Lamar right. Jackson. And yes, once you get past that fifth year, you could franchise tag him for a year.
Twice.
But franchise tag him twice, but that's like awful usually for your cap. Like, it's not a great way to do things.
Kirk Cousins did it.
No, it worked out for the athlete.
Right. So that's still three more years of Lamar. That's a long time.
Yeah, I don't get why Lamar thinks that this is a great strategy.
I feel like it actually gives the Ravens a little bit of leeway here. Like, they can look at Lamar this year because obviously, like, there's Lamar critics. There's a lot of people who wonder if that style of play is going to get the Ravens over the hump. And now that they have less weapons for him, I mean, watch a game. All he does is target Mark Andrews. There's just nobody to throw to ever. So it feels like they're a one-dimensional offense. Now, I'd like to see them when their running back's healthy this year, but I think the Ravens are going to be fine. You know what? They'd be like, all right, you want to play it this way? We could just go with you. What I'm really confused about is Lamar's mentality. Like,
I don't get it either.
I'm confused. And, like, we just don't know.
And the other part, too, and that's, you know, he can keep it close to the vest, but that's the other part, too, which is you mentioned Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott. These are later-round guys who never had the fifth-year option. So they were actually getting to these franchise tags even a year earlier than Lamar was. Okay, let's move on to our next person, show them the money. And that's,
show me the money.
That is Kyler Murray. So Kyler, not at OTAs, but we expected that because he's like in a very obvious standoff with his contract. Steve Keim was on the Pat McAfee show talking about how he's really not that worried about it. Let's hear.
I just think it's a timing thing, Pat. It's you know, every quarterback that's done it before has done it from anywhere from July to September. And no different for us. I mean, I have to get prepared for the NFL draft, free agency at the same time. And it's not easy. So your time is really taken up in a lot of different directions, and you have to prioritize it. And we know that he's under contract for another year and also the fifth-year option. And he is our future. We feel that way strongly, and I feel like we'll be able to get something done this summer.
See, that's an interesting soundbite, right? Because you're talking about how you think he's the future of the franchise and you're going to get something done. yet not really a priority right now.
I mean, I think that he didn't even have to say that. It's been 3 years. You could have four more years of Kyler under your team's control. I feel like if I'm the Kyler Murray camp, I like what Steve Keim's saying. Does it? I mean, are we overthinking this? Like, maybe he's just telling the truth and he hasn't gotten to it yet. And they're going to do it in August and we've wasted some energy this offseason.
Well, Kyler wasted the energy then, you know, yeah, because it was him and his agent putting all this stuff out and scrubbing the social media and making sure everyone and their mom knew that he wasn't happy. So they have put a lot of energy into this. They obviously felt like that was necessary. Because why do it? You're ticking off the fan base or whatever for no reason. I think that, see, this kind of stuff just doesn't hold up with me. Because I can't imagine that these front offices, when you draft someone number one overall, and then he makes one Pro Bowl, then he makes another Pro Bowl, then he makes another Pro Bowl. Like, I'm sorry, yes, you get ready for the draft. You get ready for free agency. You have no outline of a possible contract for the franchise quarterback. This is the one reason Steve Keim's still having a job, right? I mean, that and because he obviously has photos of the owner or something. This guy's got a million lives. But, like, your job is to make sure your franchise quarterback is happy. The idea that you couldn't multitask to have a framework of a contract doesn't hold water to me.
But I think that's not the issue. It's timing in the sense of, like, we want to get the best deal possible. And, you know, Kyler wants to get the best deal possible. I think he thinks he has more leverage in August than he does in May. The earlier it gets done, the more money Kyler Murray gets. The longer they can wait, the less money Kyler Murray gets.
Okay.
So I think Keim, of course you're right, he had a framework. But he doesn't have to pay as much in the summer. If he did it in May, it would have to be huge. Otherwise, Kyler would just say, nah, I'm okay. I think as it gets closer to season, there's more pressure on Kyler to sign the dotted line.
No doubt, because he needs to be there for training camp. And our final question of show me the money.
Show me the money!
As our tribute to Tom Cruise continues, and that's Deebo Samuel, who has been hanging out in Dallas quite a bit.
Yeah.
If there's any way to try to get leverage in a contract extension, there's two ways to do it. Either use one of the New York teams or use the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think everybody always says they want to be a Cowboy. Deebo clearly is one of those. But I don't think this is real. Like, there's nothing going on here. If the Niners were going to deal him, they obviously were going to do it at the draft. Like, Debo's got to realize, like, it's not happening. He's not going to get a trade. But he still keeps talking about getting traded. Why doesn't he say, pay me or I'm going to leave? Instead, he's just like, I want out.
I think it's because they're not willing to either guarantee him that he's not going to have the 88 carries that he had last year, whatever it was, or doesn't like the role, and that there's like maybe no amount of money. Maybe he just doesn't like the direction of where San Francisco's going. I have no idea. Yeah. He asked for a trade. He wants out.
Yeah, you know, most of these situations, we just think, and the way we think, that they're just negotiating. They're just trying to get the best deal possible. It feels like there's more going on here with Deebo. Like, he really doesn't want to be in San Francisco. You didn't even mention the possible quarterback change going
out.
Second-year quarterback Trey Lance. None of it. I think that's hard to understand, though, because they were, you know, a couple plays away from the Super Bowl. Dallas was not a couple plays away from the Super Bowl. They were a couple plays away from winning the wild card game. They are nowhere near the Super Bowl.
And a couple long shot plays, to be honest.
Yeah, like, they are not at the Super Bowl level. Like, I don't know. Like, dude, you're in San Francisco. What's wrong with the Niners?
Maybe he sees Dak Prescott and he finds that appealing.
Of course. That does make sense, but they're not as good a team as the 49ers.
We will pay more tributes to Tom Cruise as the show goes on. Let's head out to our good buddy Nick in Texas. He's got an idea for us. Oh, on our show bet with Sean. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Shout out to my guy, Sean, from Oregon today. Yes, I have a couple of suggestions. So one suggestion would be, if you want to do like a food of shame, Sean could do a head full of pizza sauce, and you could do Marionberries, which is an Oregon blackberry that they're known for. Or
wait, I'm sorry, Nick. I just want to, is this the picture that you're painting visually, is that Sean would dip his full head in marinara sauce?
Or dump a bowl of it over his head.
Oh, dump the bowl over his head. Okay.
Yeah. Just douse himself with some pizza sauce. Or, since you will face your fear and be the fear as a squirrel, maybe you could spend a day on the show dressed up as in a Yankees uniform, and Sean would just have to dress up with whatever team he dislikes.
Oh.
I'm sure Pearl has an outfit somewhere with the plethora of Halloween costumes.
That's true.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I have to be honest, you know, Nick, like, the squirrel, and thank you for the call, the squirrel outfit would be much more painful to me than the Yankee outfit. Like, The Yankees, I just sort of let roll off my back. I've stopped fighting that battle long. As a Mets fan, I've stopped fighting that battle long ago.
So growing up, I've always wondered about this.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Philadelphia. We only had one team.
Right.
Was the Mets' biggest rival another National League team, or was it the Yankees?
No, the Mets' biggest rival is like Phillies and the Braves.
Right, okay. Yeah. So I always thought, like, oh, people say, oh, New York fans, like, you Mets fans must hate Yankee fans. It seems more apathetic.
No, they do. I mean, they definitely is animosity, but that's also because, like, look at the two fan bases. Like, we'll have animosity about anything. Like, Mets and Yankee fans will fight about the marinara sauce that Sean was talking about. We'll fight over that. Like, who's got the best one? That's just, like, the nature of New York fans. But yeah, no, Mets fans despise Yankee fans, and Yankee fans can't win against the Met fan because they obviously play each other every year in the Subway Series. And it's like, if you lose to the Mets, like, it's like losing to little brother. And if you beat the Mets, well, you're supposed to beat the Mets because you're the Yankees.
Yeah.
So there's no, it's a lose-lose for Yankee fans.
I grew up a National League fan, so this is kind of before interleague play, so we didn't care at all. Like, the Yankees or the Red Sox meant nothing to me. That's why I think that baseball is kind of hard to be a national sport sometimes, because it really was divided for a long time. There was like no feeling. Like, you think I cared if the Orioles were good or bad? Like, what difference did that make to my life?
I know, but I guess you could say the same thing. Like, why would you care now that you're an Eagles fan? Why do you care if the Browns are bad? But you
because
do.
Because we could play the Browns. Like, we never played the Orioles. It was
once
like
every 4 years you play the Browns. I mean, it's not that often.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still a lot more than baseball. Baseball, I never once saw the Phillies play the Orioles until whatever, like 1997.
Now they play 19 times a year. I'm just kidding. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. The college football shakeup that could turn the sport on its head. We've got that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.